This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, last night we talked about Giselle being pregnant, not with Tom's next child.
No. No mouth kissing there.
She is pregnant at the age of 44 with her Brazilian jiu-jitsu instructor boyfriend.
They omoplated and ended up with a baby.
Did you see what Tom Brady shared on social meds?
I did. Emo Tommy.
Was it a touching post?
Very emo.
Kind of.
A little cryptic. He posted a picture of a sunset.
Okay.
And he had three heart emojis on it.
This is to his Instagram stories.
Yes. And the song Landslide, which is originally by Fleetwood Mac. This one was the Chicks cover of Landslide.
Okay.
And he posted that, the lyrics of that. Or the song was playing.
Okay.
And you know the lyrics, right? Can I read you the lyrics?
Yeah, read me the lyrics.
Well, he had a caption too,
I'm
right?
I'm familiar with that song. Take my heart and... What are the...
You're doing great.
Yeah. I'm familiar with that tune, obviously.
Okay, he wrote... Let's see. Hold on.
Taking your heart and putting it down or something.
He wrote, "Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? What is love?
Can maybe don't hurt me no more. No,
can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides?" Okay, so you know the song?
Yes. Yeah.
"Well, I've been afraid of changing because I've built my life around you."
Yeah.
"But time makes you bolder. Even children get older. And I'm getting older, too."
Instagram is so stupid. So are these things. So is this a positive post? Is this a heartbreaking post?
Is he saying he misses Giselle? What are we saying here?
You tell me.
You tell me.
It's heavy.
Sky, what is love? Come on, Tom.
"Can I handle the seasons of my life?"
Hey, Red Danny.
For God's
"Well,
sakes,
I've been
Tom.
Afraid of changing because I've built my life around you."
See, there's the...
I don't know.
What's
I don't
mean?
Know. I think he's not happy with the pregnancy. I think he's got some regret. Emo Tommy.
Well, maybe he thought there was a chance that he got her back, and now it's not because the jiu-jitsu guy was smart enough to put a baby in there. He boxed him out. Tom thought he was going to grab that rebound, and that dude boxed him out. I was like, nice try, Tom. Tom, just go find yourself a 22-year-old model.
Do you think Tommy's really sad?
Yeah, I think he probably is.
And he comes home after calling a game on Fox and cashing a $25 million check and then gets a bourbon and is still very sad?
Well, if you're Tom and you have never failed at anything in your life and you fail at the marriage that you tried to keep together, I mean, remember, he took that time off to go try to fix his marriage. By all accounts, he did not want this. And you're Tom Brady. I'm sure he never thought in a million years that his wife was going to tell him to go pound sand. And then you find out that your wife was probably, you know, doing something besides going to jiu-jitsu practice every day. It's like, hey, she's training at that place 7 hours a day, Tom. Figure it out. That's probably hard to deal with. Tom's not used to that.
Tex says, "Social media has turned everyone into a whiny, brooding teenager."
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is like I said.
That's very unlike Tommy, though, to post his... You know, anything resembling feelings.
Again, that's what I'm
saying.
He's
very robotic.
It's turned everyone into a whiny teenager. It's like, I always point out, like, when Flip Saunders died and Kevin Garnett went and took a photo or had someone take a photo of him sitting in Flip Saunders' parking spot, like, being emotional. I'm like, really, Kevin? Good one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tom's a person, too, and so is Kevin Garnett. They have every right to express themselves how they please. It's just very out of character for Touchdown Tommy.
I think Sook's not a big fan of the performative emotions.
Drives me effing crazy. It might be the thing that I hate worst, or that I hate most in this life, is the performative sadness. Drives me bananas. Someone dies, and then you go to like the makeshift memorial for him, and then like you lay down on the ground and sob crying because like your sports, like someone you've never met, and you're like, how will I go on? You're like, really? Like, that's Really? Where you're at? Oh, by the way, make sure you post this because I'm going to put it to Instagram. Like, you have someone film you crying in the fetal position on a public sidewalk and then you post it to Instagram? You effing poser.
All right.
Yeah. Dude, he's such an effing loser.
Well, let's get to the club. We've got a 93-year-old man going to jail.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. If I'm on that jury, you would have had to do something pretty impressive at 93 to go to jail.
There's no jury.
Oh.
He
did it.
Oh, yeah.
You're 93.
What do you think he did?
I don't know, but at 93, why are you going to jail? He just put him in a... Oh, by the way.
Put him in jail!
I got to tell you this, because it wasn't 90, but boy, there was an old person incident today with a bicycle, and I felt so bad. I didn't even know what to... I got another old person, like, what do you do? Because I didn't know.
Well, suddenly a lot to get to.
Yeah.
We also have the wildlife issue of our time, according to some.
Oh.
So that's coming up in the club on The Fan.